We're talking to our first manager to come on to our new Coin Soccer podcast. It's Dave Witts of St Mimver. Hi, Dave.
Dave, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. So tell us, first of all, how have you been spending yet another Saturday with no football?
Well, it's been a tough one today because I've been stuck up in London for the last 2 days. I was working up there in the week, so my first was to rush home as early as I could to get back to Cornwall for football and then to see that it'd been called off. So eventually got myself home. Been watching a little bit of the two games of football. Got the Liverpool game on at the moment. So been catching up on some welcome missed sleep, to be fair. I think probably this afternoon.
All right. So who should you have been playing today?
We were due to be playing Millbrook away today.
Right. I mean, first of all, let's ask you a little bit about the season. I mean, obviously, last season you enjoyed yourselves winning the league, the Dutch League Premier, Cornwall Junior Cup, the KMD Developments Dutchie Knockout Cup. So you had a pretty good season. But stepping up, taking promotion, how's it been this season so far?
Yeah, like you say, following on from last year's pretty incredible season when we'd done the treble. That was something to savour. But obviously, our key goal of that was getting into senior football. And it's been a real good experience, to be fair. For the lads, they've done very, very well. We started off, had a really good game against local rivals Weybridge. And then we had a couple of games where we had defeats in games we probably won last season. But just the little bit more experience at a senior level where our attacking football was not getting us goals and teams were breaking on us. But that was a really good experience, to be fair, because we haven't lost in the league since August now. So we've been on a good run. Boys are sitting top of the table at the moment, but probably because we've played more games than anyone else, because some of the pitch is very good. So,
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, you're unbeaten for 11 games in the Division One. But as you just mentioned there, you have actually played the most games in the division.
yeah.
Is that down to your and most you play quite a few at home? Is that down to a good pitch or a good groundsman?
A little bit of both. I mean, absolutely. The groundsman's a star and does a lot of work, goes unnoticed. But at St Mimver, we're lucky. We're out by on the coast, and the ground is pretty much sand-based, so it drains really, really well. So we managed to get most games on. We've actually had a couple off this season, which has been really unusual. But just I think we got hit with a couple of months ago when it was, or weeks ago when it was sort of raining, then it froze as well. And the first time I've seen for a long time since I used to play there as a boy is the pitch actually frozen.
Because it's been a
But
pretty bad season so far on the weather front.
there's an understatement, Dave. Yeah, it's been pretty incredible. That's been a challenge this season, is we've been playing like one or two weekends and then had three or four off. And I think that's been the sign. I know some teams haven't played since November or December. So we've been managing to get a game or two in a month. But we've now got, not having a game today, we've now got another 2 weeks off before we play again. And then it's going to be a pretty compressed end of March, April, and now looking like season extending out to May as well.
Because
So,
how would that
yeah.
affect the likes of yourself, who I know you work away a little bit during the week at times? Are you likely to miss a few games or what?
I'm hoping not. I always try and obviously organise things around when the football's on. But yeah, like much like today, I get everything set up. If I wasn't getting back from London and the boys were, ready to stand in and be organised without me there. So yeah, we just, got a good set of lads and they've been together for a number of years, so everyone knows what's going on. So it's all
And
good.
just remind us, if you know, what's the setup in the sense of promotion? Is it the top two from Division One in the East Cornwall Premier, or is it just one, or what?
It's been two for the last few years, but I know with all the changes that are going on in the leagues and different recommendations going around, so how that's going to affect, if it's going to affect anything this season or it's just going to be next season when I think the new structures are all looking to come in
Yeah,
place.
I think it'll be the season after next, 2019-20. I mean, tell us what you know about that.
No, I saw something when I was away in London this week about the latest discussions around how obviously the South Western League have split themselves into three across Devon and Cornwall. I think that's the latest I've seen on it. And then it's looking like the East Cornwall and Jollies And is it are looking to do a similar sort of thing for a sort of senior league at the next level around. And I know that I was quite involved with my good friend, Mr. Kitto, Willie Kitto over at St. Teth, who we've been looking at a sort of very much more regionalised East Cornwall league. Rather, because, you know, today was a prime example. It was unfortunate we had Millbrook away, which is the longest, one of our longest trips of the season. And with the concerns about travel and things, just no point taking any chances. And it's not so bad in Division One, but I think in the Premiership of East Cornwall, you can almost be every other week up in Plymouth or around that area. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously there's two sides to it. A few people would say, well, you're playing different clubs, clubs you don't know, the players you don't know. But, you know, there is the travelling against it. I mean, which camp are you in? And, you know, would your players mind the travelling, or would they prefer, you know, a pretty local setup?
I think, yeah, travelling is an issue these days. You've got to look at the interest levels in local football, and it's definitely, you know, us being part of a successful club's not, you're not challenging getting players. People want to come and play for you. But I've seen, even at this level, teams turn up with a scratch side from a long journey because, you know, they're struggling as a club or something. So definitely think involved, and travelling is definitely an issue these days, I would say. So, yeah, we want to see nice competitives. There's nothing worse at a senior football than seeing, you know, 11 turn up for a game of football that you're playing against, and the manager's having to do multiple tasks and everything. So, linesmen, everything, it's, you know, it's not fair on people.
No, I mean, the season as such, as we said, you're top of the league. You play a few more games, but you've had some high scoring results. So who's been getting all your goals out there?
We got Paul Eamon-Hennick and Ryan Pooley up top, who've been on fire. Well, ably assisted by Steve Whitten out wide coming in. So, yeah, our team have beat definitely from a few seasons ago where we were perhaps, you know, one-man team for, as far as goals go. In the last couple of seasons, we've managed to spread it around a lot more. But, yeah, Paulie and Ryan have been on fire up top for us. So, that's been going very, very well.
And like you said, 2 weeks' time, you play, well, according to this, it's Millbrook again that you play, who you should have played today. They are actually one of the sides that could catch you at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We played them a couple of weeks ago. Had a good game at home. Played them in the Roy Bradford Cup. Beat them 2-0, but it was a very good game. And yeah, we were due to play them. I think it was 3 times in 4 weeks, but two of those have been cancelled, unfortunately. So, yeah.
All right. And so let's finish it there. I mean, the actual podcast idea, you're one of those that's... Liverpool just taking a lead.
Yeah, just
things. You're one of those that's downloaded the app. It's the Anchor app. It's free to do. Did you have any problems?
No, not at all. Being simple. Downloaded the app this afternoon when I saw you putting some up on Twitter. And we've used it and it's been excellent. So, no, all for encouraging that.
Good stuff. And, all being well, we'll get to talk to you again before the end of the season.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, David. Always here to help, mate.
Okay. Thanks, Dave Witts. And good luck, St Mungo.
Thank you very much. You take care, Dave.
Cheers.